Alright, it's 10 p.m. here in Norway. Let's get started with our astral journey. I can see popular meditation. It's just for fun, actually. And today we're going to the Amazon jungle, the Amazon rainforest, as suggested by one of my followers on Instagram, Stacey West. By the way, brilliant coach for women. And you might want to follow her on Instagram if you don't do so yet. So thank you, Stacey, for recommending or suggesting to take the astral journey to the Amazon jungle, or the rainforest, or the jungle, you said at least. So let's do that. Again, for those that have the link to the background music, just feel free to start it. I have my headphones on, so are you wondering why I have my headphones on? That's because I would like to hear the music as well. The recording of this session will have the background music available. Okay. For those that are new to meditation, this is a guided session and you just have to follow along, surrender, and just listen to my voice, listen to the music if you have that in the background. Okay. Again, if you haven't found a comfortable position yet, please do so right now. Let's start just with some deep relaxation before we take off to the Amazon rainforest. So close your eyes if you want to. Just take a good, nice, deep inhale through your nose and exhale through your mouth. Lower your shoulders, loosen your jaw. Exhale all the way out, nice and slow. Let the day go, let everything go. One more time, a good, nice, deep inhale through your nose. And exhale through your mouth. Relax all your muscles and feel yourself getting centered and getting ready for this session. Take a nice deep inhale again. And exhale and relax. So breathe normally. But try to breathe a little slower and a little deeper than you normally would do. A little slower and a little deeper. Just to tell your body that it is in a safe place. On your next out-breath, I want you to try to relax your muscles even more. And in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And with each count and with each breath, you're going to feel more and more relaxed. You will relax more and more in every muscle of your body, until you reach that perfect relaxation state, just perfect for you. Each count and each breath, you will feel more and more relaxed and relax your muscles more and more. 1, 2, on your next out-breath, relax even more. 3, deeper and deeper still. 4 and 5, totally relaxed, totally relaxed. Keep breathing nice and slow as your body is totally relaxed. Feel the weight of your body on the chair, the cushion, or the bed, or the couch. Your body is totally relaxed. Now become present behind your eyes. Move your awareness behind your eyes, and with your eyes closed, imagine looking through your closed eyes. That's when you're present behind your eyes. Imagine yourself standing on the bank of a river. On the other side of the river, you see a stone staircase leading upwards and further into the jungle. Not far from you, there's a little boat. Curious, you start to walk towards the boat. As you get closer to the boat, you start to see the type of wood the boat is made of. As you reach the boat, you also see two oars and what appears to be a colorful bouquet of flowers inside the boat. The flowers seem to be fresh. Have there been people here recently? Notice the boat and the flowers. What colors do the flowers have? What color does the boat have? Is there anything else inside the boat? Just notice the surroundings in the boat. Still curious about the staircase on the other side over the river, you decide to push the boat onto the water and get inside. You grab the oars and start rowing the boat to the other side. Slightly against the stream, in such a way that you manage to land the boat close to the staircase. As you reach the other side, you get out of the boat and pull it up the shore. You notice the flowers again, and you decide to pick them up and take them with you. They smell so lovely. Walk towards and start to climb the stone staircase. They look old. just like those stone staircases from the Maya period. As you climb the stairs, you start counting. 1, 2, 3. The trees and bushes cover the stairs more and more with each step. 4, 5, 6, 7. You're at the top now and need to use your hand to push the bushes to the side to be able to see and walk further. But once you push the leaves aside, an amazing view comes into sight. Right in front of you is a narrow path leading to what appears to be the entrance to a temple. In awe, you observe this magnificent structure. Notice it. What do you see? How big is the temple? What does the temple look like? Is it overgrown? Do you see any statues? If you see statues, what do they look like? You're so excited about the temple that you're almost squeezing the flowers in your hand. Swiftly, you make your way towards the entrance of the temple. There is no door, and you can see what appears to be candlelight coming from inside the temple. And you wonder, are there still any people here? As you listen, you hear nothing but your own footsteps and the sounds from the animals in the jungle. You reach the entrance and carefully go inside. And what you see is a beautiful decorated room with a stone table in front of you. Near the table is a wooden chair. You look around and notice other objects in the room. The whole room is decorated like it was coming straight from the Mayan period. Somehow, the interior gives you a feeling of recognition, like you are familiar with everything you see in the room. So notice what you see. Observe the room for a little while and notice what you see. To let the atmosphere of the room wash over you, you decide to sit down in a wooden chair and place the flowers on the stone table in front of you. It feels so strangely comfortable and familiar here. And as you relax, you start to wonder if you maybe have had a previous life here in the jungle. For a moment, you open your heart for this possibility and let your analytical mind be replaced by your sensing mind. You open up for whatever messages this room this temple wants to give you. Just sense it for a few minutes as you close your eyes. What comes to mind? How does that what comes to mind feel in your heart? Does it resonate with you? Do you feel it holds true? Just observe and sense whatever information is out there for you, in this room, in this temple. This magnificent temple. So for the next 2-3 minutes, just be the receiver and the observer. Very good. Now it's time to get back. You reorientate yourself in that room in the temple. You notice the table in front of you, and you recognize that the flowers are gone. Is someone playing a trick with you? As you get up and walk out of the temple, a feeling of gratitude fills your heart. As you walk towards the boat and down the staircase, you think back about the experience you had inside the temple. Thank you. You reach the boat and push it back onto the water. As you reach the other side of the river, it is time to conclude this journey and get back to the familiar 3D world. In a moment, I will count from 5 to 1. And with each count and in each breath, you will feel more awake and more energized. With each count and with each breath, you will feel more awake and more energized. 5. Slowly coming back. 4. You notice the room you are in. 3. Almost back, hear the sounds in the room. Notice the sounds in the room you are in. 2. Take a good inhale and exhale as you move your body back and forth and from side to side. And 1. You are almost fully awake. Feel full of energy. And when you are ready, you are fully awake and you can open your eyes. Just relax. Notice how you feel. And if you want, you can type back in the chat when you are back. You can share your experience. What did you experience in the temple? In that room? Or maybe you want to share what colors the flowers had that you saw in the boat. Did you recognize yourself as maybe having had a life, a previous life, in that Mayan period in the Amazon forest? Feel free to share. Otherwise, welcome back. Chroma is typing something here on Discord. Let's see what he has to say. Sue, welcome back. Glad you made it alive out of the rainforest. Great work. Okay, so this is just meditation with a bit of fun, visualization. And the key part here is this opening up. That's actually the message I want to send with this. We can have fun with meditation. You can do this kind of stuff. I like astral journeys because it proves that our consciousness is not non-local, that it's not inside our body, but everywhere. And the kind of music I use, not in this session because I'm not allowed to, but on my live sessions here in town where I live, is from the Monroe Institute that has specialized in out-of-body experiences and remote viewing. So they play a lot with consciousness. So, yeah, it's a fun way to explore consciousness. It helps calm the mind, like Ingel says here on Instagram, it was calming and nourishing. So these sessions are great, great fun for that as well. Chroma's wrote, is writing down, I felt a strong resonance with the vision set in, now I can see what you wrote there, set in a temple or cave, so it felt like a cave. There were red flowers on the altar. My mind kept wandering, but then I felt and saw a large, very large snake. They were quite benevolent. We're going to speak again soon. Quite a feeling. Love these spontaneous sessions. Great. Well, I like them too. I like giving these sessions just out of the blue. Though the script I wrote them a few hours ago. Normally I just do it on the fly. But this I want to be a bit more prepared by. So, yeah. I hope you liked it. Maybe we'll do a new session next week since we've been doing energy work so many times now on Wednesdays. So Natural 358 said I wanted to stay there. Yeah. Sometimes it's so nice to be there. It creates such a nice experience inside of you that it's actually a bit of a bummer to get back again to everyday life. I totally agree. Great work. Okay. Are you guys holding out on Second Life? Veronica is back. All right. We'll be back again next week on Monday with a heart-brain coherence session. Highly recommend it. And for those that were asking for the short 5-minute session that you can do every morning as guidance, I have it on the website tmg.community now as not a downloadable version, but a viewable version. And maybe I'll make a downloadable version as well, just audio. And it's also on IGTV on the Instagram TV. So look it up if you're on Instagram. And those on Discord, you got the link previously. So great work. Thank you, everyone. I hope to see you back Monday for Heart-Brain Coherence. And I think, well, okay, we do another astral journey on Wednesday next week again. Great. Have a wonderful rest of your day and evening. Be safe. Take care. Namaste.